John Mayer, Global X ETF's Chief Investment Officer. We'll see what he has to say. John, thanks for taking the time here with us today as we get closer towards the end of today's trading session. You know, as we're going to get some of those other companies reporting earnings, some of them Jared laid out, a few of them we teased earlier on as we kicked off the show, what particularly are you going to be watching for to see if, for the companies that have reported thus far, and namely Google in the tech space, if there is a rising tide for tech or if there is more of kind of these individualized kind of respective plays that are in place right now?
Sure, Brad. I think there's always an interest in tech, first of all. The big question is how to navigate in this current environment. We have been talking about quality and fundamentals, and those companies that have been able to navigate the supply chain problems have been able to beat earnings and provide strong guidance going forward. Those are the companies that are beneficiaries, and the market is rewarding. Those companies that show are having issues navigating inflation are just meeting earnings are slightly below and their guidance isn't as good, are getting punished. By example, PayPal, for example, today certainly has been punished, but they only missed by a penny. So the market is really focusing on quality and fundamentals and the future, because the market is the future, never the past.
John, this is Emily here. Thanks so much for taking the time to join us. I'm wondering, do you think this is going to continue being a value-led market, as we saw value really outperforming in January, really over the past couple of months now? But do you think that's going to continue given the current macro backdrop that we've been seeing?
I think there is certainly going to be a push and pull between growth and value. But again, I think the real important aspect is focusing on how to navigate through the supply chain issues, how to focus on those companies that are going to be a beneficiary of higher inflation. We're in a period of time where we know that interest rates are going higher. Those companies that can withstand higher interest rates, funding costs are going to be higher, are going to benefit in this current environment. Cyclical certainly could be a beneficiary. Economies reopening in terms of leisure and entertainment, those areas, as Omicron fades, those areas are certainly going to, I believe, will benefit.
John, you're saying the market is always the future, never the past, but considering the rate hike environment that we find ourselves in, how far forward do you believe the markets are looking as best as possible right now?
Well, you know, if you think about what we believe in terms of where the Fed's going, so we believe that in March, the Fed's going to increase 25 basis points. And I believe that they're going to increase every single meeting for the rest of the year. That's 7 meetings, and at least 4 the following year. So that brings the Fed funds rate to close to 2.75 to 3%, still pretty historically low. Again, those companies that can handle higher interest rates, don't need as much access to capital markets, are going to do better going forward, and those companies are more reliant and where their earnings could be pressured by higher interest servicing costs.
Looking at the economic data, this morning ADP reported a surprise drop in private sector payrolls for the first time since December 2020. Is there any magnitude of softness or a miss in the Friday jobs report that you think would give the Fed pause for a March rate hike or subsequent rate hikes?
Yeah, I mean, I think these numbers are going to be related to Omicron and how it came on so fast. I think the numbers will improve after that, but I don't think there's anything that could put the Fed off from increasing rates at this point. They are so far behind the curve in fighting inflation that they really have no choice but to start raising rates and continue on that path. I would think there would have to be a very, very large event, and it's not going to be a miss on employment numbers. So, that's kind of my view there.